She has never gotten up off the couch for 4 years. And I sense a heartfelt sympathy for the woman. I really did. Because she urinated right there. She defecated there. She did everything on that chair. And when they tried to pick her up, her flesh had grown a part of the couch and everything. Everything had grown into her flesh. And so when they tried to retrieve her, flesh and all just fell away. It was pulled away because her body, literally, the moist, the wetness, had become part of that couch. I showed a picture of her. But I was smitten. 4 years just laying there. She was a very huge woman, probably close to 800 pounds. She hadn't walked in 4 years like you haven't walked hand in hand with your way. Like you haven't walked a spiritual walk that you ought to walk. And the only way you can walk with Him, you must be in agreement with Him. You can never walk contrary against Him. If you're walking contrary against what He says, you're not walking with Him. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? So you must be in agreement with Him. And if you're in agreement with your flesh, you're not in agreement with Him. And so the woman had waxed fat there on the couch. It had grown into her body. She died. And I thought about the sadness of the woman's death as she lied there. How sad. You see, that's what has happened to many of you. You've grown fat. You've grown lazy. So, spiritually, there's no life. There's no power, no unction there. There's no anointing. No fire. No love for truth. No heart for truth. No desire for truth. No whatsoever. And so what's going to happen? Once the hope of Yahweh, as it has died in the heart, you will give yourself even over unto more corruption. The things of the world satisfy you. You begin to gravitate to those things. You want those things. You begin to desire those things more than the things of Yahweh. I want my affection above all things. Be set on the things that are above. Not on the things that are temporal and earthly. And I want my heart to pant after those things. I want to serve Him. I want to obey His commandments and His laws. I want to keep them. Because that is the surety of my salvation. And if the Tanakh is part of all of His word, we must do what it says. As well as the new covenant as well, we must do it. Scripture says in Deuteronomy, chapter 32. Now I want to get to the cross of what I wanted to express to you. This is the precursor. To show you whom Yahweh truly is. And His words are established. He doesn't take anything back. Not for David Roberts. Not for an old man like Elder Crawford. He's not going to take anything back. Not for someone young. He's not going to take anything back. Not one word shall He take back. Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 32. I would have begun reading at verse 15. Yahweh expressed in this chapter. He said, I want you to listen, O heaven. He said, because I will speak. I'm not going to read all the verses. I want to start at 15. He said, I want you to hear, O earth, the words out of the mouth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I want you to understand that my doctrine, my laws, my principle, they shall drop as the dew upon the earth. You come out in the mornings when there's dew, it's everywhere, isn't it? Sometimes it is so dense that you can feel the dew, like rain. He said, my doctrine shall fall that way. Deuteronomy 32:1. He said, my doctrine. And he says in the 15th verse of that same chapter, he says, but Yeshurun, Jerusalem, waxed fat. Now, I want to show you her condition now. First of all, she waxed fat. And when you wax fat, you began to kick. When one waxed fat, they kick. They kick against any laws, any principles. When you find yourself kicking against everything, you know you have waxed fat. Because you think it's all about you. You think you have the importance now. And so that's the aftermath once they began to wax fat. They began to kick. You don't want no one to tell you you're fat. You don't want no one to tell you you're spiritually fat or naturally fat. You don't want no one to tell you that. We kick. We become very offensive. We get angry. We don't want no one to tell us our fatness and our laziness and our willingness to succumb to flesh and obey the charge. We kick. He said they kick. He reminded them, thou art wax fat. He said, you have grown thick. Your head has become thick. His grandmother used to say, you're thick-headed. What is thick-headed? You can't tell them nothing. When you find someone thick-headed, that was an expression. And that crossed all eco-social genders or families. He said, you're thick-headed. He said, you are covered with fatness. Your flesh, you can see the fatness of it. When something is fat, it rises up out of proportion. And so you can see your flesh rising up out of the proportion or the restraint that it ought to operate in. He said, once you do that, then you forsook Yahweh, or the Mighty One, which made you, and you began to lightly esteem the rock of your salvation. So Messiah has no anointing. The purpose that he served, it was not to elevate us to that place where we could truly worship the Father. So we lightly esteem Messiah. These pagans today, they call God. They don't even use the name Jesus. And that name is a hybrid pagan name. It is not the name of the Son. His name is Yahshua. He is the Messiah. And that is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is not the Christo or the Christ, meaning the anointed one. Anyone can be anointed under that phrase in the Greek language or that idiom. It is one that is covered with perfume, that has an odor, that has a fragrance. He is the one that brought the purpose and the oil of Yahweh. It's what Yahshua did. He's not the Christo or the Christ. He's Messiah. And he said, when you began to wax fat, you know when you began to wax fat, when you began to wax lazy, you don't want to do anything. You want to sit and eat, not spiritual food, natural food. You want to sit. You want to eat. You won't eat those carnal things. Gossip. Talk. Your hands are not busy. As old preacher would say, come on here somebody. You might as well. I'm not going to stop. You get lazy. You don't want to do anything. There's no willingness to work with your hand. You look for an out, for an escape. You're sorry. You're pitiful. And you're waxed fat. You're not going to keep a clean house. You're not going to keep your youngins clean. Your mind is not clean, so you can't do those things. So you look for others that are unclean just like you, that are waxed fat like you. They want to sit on their duff, sit on their backside. Thank you, brother. Sit down and squat all day. And just get fat. And when you do that, you forsake Yahweh. You forget about him because a virtuous house and a virtuous daughter, she's diligent about the things of Yahweh. So you look for things that move you away from him. And then you begin to forsake the principles and the laws that you have heard. And they become obsolete to you. You forget them. And you forget the song that he sings unto you. Yeshurun, you have what? Fats. So you get so heavy with sin, you can't move spiritually. You can't get up from that carnal place. Your mind can't get over that carnal thinking. We ought to have a spiritual mind. And we ought to think spiritually and not carnally and naturally. He always says in verse 16, they provoked in me to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him, Yahweh, to anger. They began to sacrifice unto devils and demons. Yet they sacrificed their minds unto their televisions. Video games all day. I was listening to Alex Jones. He made a profound statement. It was a natural statement, but I understand that. Because when I was in the military in the 70s, it was one thing that they had a problem with. That was men. When they went to Vietnam, first of all, they didn't know how to kill. They didn't understand death. And then when they went there using those psychotic drugs, they didn't handle the pressure. And I don't forget when I was in the military that there was an old fellow. He was from Louisiana. All of his teeth was gold. He had come back from Vietnam, two tours. He was there. And he said, I want to tell you something, Brother Rob. I'll tell you something, boy. I'll tell you something. He said, they brought you to Germany because they know drugs are plentiful. They want you to do drugs. They want you to smoke marijuana and hashish. He said, that's the purpose, boy. You understand that? He said, they want you to do that. I don't mind you doing that. He said, because there were a lot of boys that blew up over there in Vietnam. With that smoke and that pot, they couldn't understand that. They couldn't grab hold of their natural mind because it took them into a fantasy-type world. He said, they don't mind. They monitor you. This is an experiment here. They bring you here to monitor you so you can do those things. That's the way he taught. That's the way he did it. I was listening to Alex Jones. He was Jones yesterday, and he made a statement. He said, you must understand that what they have done with their video games, they're all gorge and killing and destruction. That's all it is. And the children have no conscience to kill today. It's not real to them. He says that that's how they prepare their minds to do those kinds of things. And I think about that little, his name was Wilbert. I never forgot what he told me there. And he kept laughing. That's why you're here. It's real. And so they began to sacrifice the devils. They give their children minds over on to these demonic powers to control them. So they're giving them over to their schools. The humanistic, secularism, dogmatic, and their doctrines that destroy their minds. And your children, they don't even have feel for you. They don't know how to love. They don't even know how to respond. Because they're taking all that away. They're taking it away. Because they're giving over unto demons and devils. You always said, he's going to let you go out and you serve me. He tells you parents, you, some of you all that are ignorant. And I say it to you. Some of you are ready to turn your back on Yahweh to go out and slave like a fool in the world. And to go out and get a job just to maintain a piece of bread. You're a fool. You're running and dashing and turning on your husband because he has brought you to a way that is simple and plain and that is full of fruitfulness. You're foolish. You don't have the spirit of Yahweh. What you need is to be broken and get the spirit of Yahweh. I don't care who I offend what I say. Yahweh said, I spoke to a house and they still didn't do it. Don't you know he did some mighty little day? He appeared unto them and Yahweh said to Moshe, you tell them when you die, they're going to corrupt themselves. When the law of Yahweh dies in your heart, you corrupt yourself. You begin to find every kind of thing there is to corrupt yourself, your mind, and you gravitate to demons and devils and doctrines of hell and doctrines that are based upon a man's interpretation. The law is simple for any man to understand. He put it in the heart of man. He said they would sacrifice the devils, not the Yahweh. They would get excited about a football game and shout, but they would not say, bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. They get excited about a softball game, but they will not say hallelujah to the mighty one. They sacrifice their bodies to demons and gyration and the rap music, but when it comes to Yahweh, they can't shout hallelujah. They can't lift their voices. They can't dance in the presence of Yahweh. And yet they will dance in the presence of every kind of demonic power, every devil. No love in your heart for him. I don't care if you don't love me. That's just the truth. I want to, above all things, brothers, see my father. I've never seen my natural daddy. It doesn't trouble me. It doesn't bother me one bit at all. But that's what I want to see. As he spoke to my heart yesterday as I was reading some scriptures. And how that son, this what you read, is going to only have power by faith. And that's the only way. And I'm going to see him face to face. I said to Elamon this morning, I don't want to regress. I will not want to be Jermaine's age. Brother Rodney told me yesterday, I'm 24 today. I said, I would not want to be Brother Rodney's age. I don't want to regress. I want to go from this day. I want to go forward. And there's only one other place that I must go after this day. And that is the same place that Moshe had to encounter. Death. And there's no doubt about that. And I know that for certain. I know that. You say, I'm going to preach. To save myself from this untoward generation. It's a froward generation. He says in verse 18, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful. The one that saved you, you are unmindful of him. You tell me, you say you are saved and you never think about him all day long. You have forgotten the mighty one, Yahweh, that formed thee. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of the sons and of his daughters. They actually provoked them in their wickedness. And that's what parents do today. They don't provoke the children to do righteous because the parents are wicked. They provoke them to do evil. He says in verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are, now this is it. He said, for they are a very froward generation. But what is froward? He said, children in whom is no faith. Now that's this generation. It's a very froward generation. Now let me define that word for you, alright? I don't have that kind of intellect that I know the meaning of words. Now my vernacular teaches me certain meanings by my own experience, but it's not accurate. It is not true. Now I want to define that word froward. He said they are froward generation, and when you're froward, you have no faith. I want to express to you the frowardness of that spirit and why many have no faith to trust Yahweh. They were froward. He concluded that this is a froward generation. I want to read the meaning of that. It is a generation, the one that is contrary. You know what one is contrary. They oppose everything that is legal and right to do. They balk. You find yourself balking? It's a balky generation. Refusing or likely to refuse to proceed. To act or function as directed or expected. So when you give them a charge to do, they don't want to do it. They will not proceed from that charge and go forth, so they balk. Now that's the sign of a forward generation. That's the sign of a forward mind. When you find one that is forward in spirit, they have no faith at all. Scripture said, obey them that have the rule. Saul said to, Peter said, he said, you obey them regardless of whom they are. That's what Caiaphas said. Whether they're forward or kind, you still obey them. You do what they command you. So this is a generation that balks. So when you find one that balks, why do I have to do that? What reason? You know that that's a froward spirit. When they walk like that, there's no faith in them. I will show you in Scripture. It's not your opinion. We will see what Scripture says. This is a generation that balks. It is one that is cross-grained. Now that is one. You understand what a cross-grained it is? It is one very difficult to deal with. Difficult to instruct. Difficult to talk to. Now that's cross-grained. Their minds are twisted. You can go home and look in your thesaurus and your dictionary and you will find the same meanings. They're cross-grained. Their minds are twisted. They're fleshly. They're spiritual. They're up and down. It's almost a spirit of hypocrisy. As they say, you don't know how to feel them. You don't know how they're going to respond. They respond happy this minute and sad the next minute. They're aggressive for a minute, then they have disdain the next. You might as well let them identify you. It's a very ornery person. You know what ornery is? This is a foreign generation. They talk a minute, then they don't want to talk. They get caught up in their feelings and their emotions. They're very ornery. I believe you always deliver us from all things. They're very ornery. It's funny. They are very perverse, wicked, and evil. They're very restive. They're a very restive generation. They stubbornly resist anyone controlling or instructing them. They fight vehemently. He said, that's why you're not going to obey me, because you're very restive. Quiet, good. They stubbornly do it. They do it with a stubborn mantra. That's the spirit that rules. Hide from me, but you can't hide. I see you all. It is one that is wayward. And when one is wayward, there is a depraved inclination. Now that's what wayward is. The mindset is depraved. Ichabod is written there. And it also says that they are wrong-headed. Now, I've never heard of that one. But a wrong-headed one. One that is stubborn in adhering to wrong opinions or principles. Now, when they hear something that's wrong, they like that. When the principles are wrong, they like that. But when the principles are right, they don't like that. They don't want to hear those kinds of things. Now, that's the froward generation. He said, you're a froward generation, and there is no faith in you. When what is froward, there is no faith in the one. When you have a froward spirit, there is no faith. And so we can't believe Yahweh today. You can't believe Him for prayer. Can't believe Him for healing. You can't believe Him for the anointing. You can't believe Him for breaking the yoke. You can't believe in Him for imparting His power and His anointing. You don't believe Him today. Now, we can dress ourselves up real handily and very nice to give ourselves a perception of us, but it's still false. It is erroneous and it is wrong. Can you imagine what those priests and the elders said to Moshe? He said, you're going to corrupt yourselves. They all got quiet, probably. You ain't talking to me. That's our problem. Because Yahweh never talks to you. He said, my sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger. If He doesn't speak by His Spirit today, I would run. I don't care who you are, I would run. So He's dealing with you. He's showing you you. Your childish, immature ways. I've never seen such men today that are so childish and immature. It's me. It's not about me. I use the expression as almost punkish. It's like a little piece. That's what a punk is, a piece of a little wood. Yeah, I use the expression. Good for nothing. Just kindling. Kindling go like that. Froward generation. Solomon was a man of great wealth and riches, wasn't he? But he made a profound statement. I know what it says, but I want to read it. He says, the fear of Yahweh. When a man fears Yahweh, I'll tell you where it is when I finish. He said, the fear of Yahweh is first of all to hate evil. To hate pride. One of my favorite scriptures. And arrogant. And the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 8:13. Now that's the fear of Yahweh. When one began to hate the frowardness. This is a froward generation. And everything that is imparted into this generation is a frowardness. Has no faith to believe the Father. And it doesn't believe the Father today. It doesn't. When Yahweh instructs the elderly sisters to do things, they have no faith to do it because they're froward. When He instructs the young sisters how to walk in obedience, He teaches the elderly mothers that you have a responsibility to teach them to love their husbands, to reverence their husbands. Not just love them, but to reverence them. To be chaste, to be keepers of their homes, to know how to take care of their houses. And you don't teach them that yet. You got time for everything else. You are froward and you have no faith in what Yahweh commands you to do. You don't believe that that's His word. Come on here, somebody. You don't believe that that's the word of Yahweh. When you tell your young ones to submit with all submission and obedience, you don't believe that that's the truth. So you don't do it. And so you get mad as a hellhound dog at a man of Yahweh because He tells you your sin and your slothfulness and your fatness. And so when you quit preaching, you'll go out from here and corrupt yourself. You'll go right out of this place and corrupt yourself. Do something corrupt. Something wicked, vile. That's what we do. Now that's what I want to press forward in these next few verses here. The scripture says in 2 Samuel, chapter 22, that this is the Psalm of David. Listen to this. This is a very forward generation is what Yahweh says. Children in whom is no faith. He identifies the kind of generation it is. It is very forward. And the children of this froward generation, they have no faith. They can't believe Yahweh for nothing at all. They have no confidence in Him. They have no confidence in Scripture at all. None. The Psalm of David, he began to sing as Yahweh began to bless his heart. Look what he says. Psalms 22 verse 1. It says, and David spake unto Yahweh the words of this song in the day. That Yahweh had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Shu'al. And he said, Yahweh is my rock. He did not just become the rock in Messiah. He's always been the rock. He said, and my fortress and my deliverer. He said, I want to tell you something. I know that Saul had the power to destroy me. He said, but this was my strength, for I have kept the ways of Yahweh. Not just a way. He said, I kept the ways of Yahweh. He said, and I have not wickedly departed from my father or my Elohim. I have not departed from your principles and your laws, Yahweh. For all his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. He said, I did not leave the statutes of Yahweh. The things that gave me strength and support. I did not leave them. 2 Samuel 22. Verse 24. He said, I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. I kept myself from my lawless ways and principles that were wrong. He said, I did that. Why? Because I kept the principles and the judgments and the laws of your wife. That's where all of us need to be slow to speak and quick to hear. And slow to wrath, because anger and your hostility rests in the bosom of a fool. You find one that is so quick to anger, that's a fool. You know you're dealing with a fool. He says, therefore Yahweh hath recompensed me according, not to his righteousness. He said, but my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyesight. He was clean. He did things right. He said, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. And with the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And Psalms 18:26, it says, he will show himself froward as the one that is froward. One that is depraved, rebellious. Hard-headed, they have waxed fattened. He always said he would show himself that way. Just that way. You that are pure, your pure intent is to please him. And it's one thing that a virtuous house will do. And Proverbs gives us a great example. She does everything willingly. She doesn't sit idle. She doesn't sit around looking for nothing. Chit-chatting about nothing. Some of you all are very pitiful. Because you haven't matured spiritually. You haven't grown. It's not because you haven't heard the word. You just don't want to receive it. And then when you don't receive it, you have disdain for it. You just don't love it. You got to love truth. You know, Brother Dale said something to me the other day. He said, you know, Pastor's going to take more than that. And it's going to take us living what he commands us to do. See, that's the important factor. We must live what he says. We must live it out. It's not some kind of a fairy tale. We must live this thing. It must become practical. Our lives must be based upon his principles. And not upon your principles. For they're wrong. They're evil and they're seductive. You seek out gods that will worship with your God. You don't seek out the mighty one. For first thing he will do, the Spirit of Yahweh will reveal and show you your sins. You sisters and brothers with your fellowship, if you can't see the sin, that something is wrong. Reveal. That's the first thing the Spirit does. And if we two or three gather in his name, he shall be in the midst. And of him to be in the midst, his Spirit must be there. And the first thing the Spirit comes to do, it comes first of all to reprove the world of sin. And reprove sin immediately. And it deals with sin. And it takes out the destruction of sin. That's what it does. It deals with sin. Let me show you this. I want to read this. It says in Proverbs chapter 6. This is a profound statement here. Everything in Scripture is profound. But I'm dealing with this froward spirit. It's one without faith. And there's no faith. Proverbs chapter 6. And there are a few verses I want to read. As Yahweh instructs us in his wisdom, that's what this proverb, these first eight concerning the wisdom of Yahweh. It says here in verse 12, it says, a naughty person. A naughty person. You know what a naughty person is? It is someone that is wicked and worthless. Now look what it says. A naughty person, a wicked man, walk with a froward mouth. When you find someone walking and their mouth speaks without the discipline of the law of Yahweh, you find a worthless piece of trash. That's what a naughty person is. You go to your Merriam-Webster and it will tell you this: worthless. They're wicked. They have no value at all. And so when you find someone that is naughty, parents say, you naughty little boy. What they're saying, what you've done is just worthless, boy. A naughty person is one that is just wicked. They're so corrupt and deceive, and they walk with their mouth. They walk with a froward mouth, always talking. Say things that they ought not, have no understanding of what they are saying. They're fools. A naughty person. A naughty person and a wicked man walking with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speak with his feet. I want to show you something. Look at this now. He teaches with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continuously. That person soweth discord. That's what they do. That's what this generation does. They constantly sow discord. They look to sow because they walk with their feet. They lie on their bed in their wickedness. The old preacher would say, come on here, somebody. You might as well. They walk with their feet, running from house to house, place to place, can't abide in their homes. You see your sisters and your brothers, when you begin to walk on that virtuous spiritual abide in the place, in the tabernacle, your mothers will take time to sow and keep your younguns clean, smelling clean. You do those kinds of things. You begin to teach them and work with them and understand the proper protocol of life. You get offended if I say that because you have not done the responsibilities and you've neglected that. Now I can watch this house and I can see it where it is neglected. And it's sad. You see, a father, he takes time. He's not some naughty man worthless thing. He has the ability to instruct. He has the ability to pray. And the children see a life that is representative of the plan of Yahweh. And he calls them to fear. He knows how to talk to his sons and his daughters. He knows how to instruct them. That's what a father is. You can find a daddy all day long on the corner. These young boys popping up babies like dogs. So you can find them. That's different between a father, because Yahweh is our father. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own, and the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And everybody can sing that. You can sing that. And then when you finish with the chorus, I can sing it. And then when I finish, someone else can sing it. No one knows the joy that you have expressed in your heart when he walks with you. But that's what a father does. He brings about a stability and a comfort. He brings about a load of discipline in our lives that we will not turn to strange things to find some kind of solace and some comfort. You can find cowardly men all day long. Truth, that's the truth. Anointed, a wicked person, they walk with their mouths and their hands. They do not obey Yahweh. They do not do the things that please him because they do not have the ability to do that. They continuously sow discord. He said, I want to tell you something, verse 15. Therefore, shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy the fool. He's going to be broken. There shall be no remedy at all. There shall be no help for him at all. Period. It's one thing about a wise man. You instruct a wise man. You reprove him. He becomes wiser. You instruct someone that has any wisdom, they become wiser. Now, a fool will not become wiser. He will rise up. He will give you a blot. He will make you ashamed. You know, there was an old saying when I was growing up, and I'll say it, brothers and sisters. They would always say, behind every good man is a good woman. I believe that. They got that out of Proverbs. For virtuous woman, she worked with her hand. Her husband is well spoken of in the marketplace. She doesn't sit around with idleness of time. She doesn't seek out idle time. She sets to be about her father's business. Her house is well taken care of. She looks after her house well. And so that's what the virtuous anointing of Yahweh will do. So I'm going to look after this house well. Tell you when you're naked. Tell you when you need on clothes. Tell you when your buttocks are showing. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Whether you like it or not, whether you appreciate it or not, whether you say, bless you, man of Yahweh, or not, it makes no difference at all. He will bless me. He blessed me every day. He blessed me. He woke me up today, and he started me on his way. Yahweh, he is blessing me right now. So he's blessing me. He's blessing me. He's blessing me now and right now. Scripture says in Proverbs, I want to read some scriptures from Proverbs. A forward generation without faith. To one that is so depraved and so wicked it has no faith. And you shall know the signs of this forward generation, because their hearts are turned away from Yahweh, and they have forsaken him. Proverbs 10:31 and 32. Scripture says this, the mouth of the just bring forth wisdom. First of all, the wisdom of Yahweh is pure. It's easily to be intrigued. And when you find one that is wise, they will speak things that are pure. They will speak on the recognition and also on the exaltation of Yahweh. You find one that exalt the world and things world and carnally. First of all, they are not wise. They have no wisdom. He said, look at this, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. That's why Moshe went to that house and said, look, I know, and Yahweh knows what you are. He knows that you are froward without faith. And when I leave, you're going to corrupt yourselves even more. Why? Because it is the froward tongue. Yahweh said, that is one thing. Now listen to me. He said that that thing is going to be cut what? Out. That is one thing that shall never enter the kingdom. A froward tongue. A tongue that loves to speak. Messiah said, you be quick to hear and slow to respond. This is the wicked generation that loves to respond. They love to balk at everything. The laws of Yahweh, I don't see why when he said do that. That's what I see because he said. Because I can see because his doctrine has dropped like the dew that I can see. He said, I want to tell you something. The lips of the righteous know what is accepted. When you find one that is righteous, they know what things to say. There are things that they won't say. They know what is accepted. They know what is acceptable. He said, but the mouth of the wicked speak frowardness. That's what it does. It speaks without control. It speaks at what it feels, your wicked, corrupt feelings. The wicked thing. See, that's the mouth of the wicked. It's a froward mouth. And the wicked, there is no faith in the wicked. None. Yahweh's mad with it. He is angry with the wicked every day because they are froward. They're froward. They are adamantly against him. And this generation is against every principle that Yahweh speaks. Sure it is. Sure it is. And so when you find one that their lips don't speak acceptable things, then you ought to know they're froward. He's judging us today, isn't he? Good. He's trying to correct you, to show you how filthy you are. You get so you're wayward, you get so emotional that when someone says something, you rely upon your emotions. So that's withdrawing, and you rely upon your flesh, that's wrong. You rely upon the word of Yahweh because he corrects us with judgment. When Yahweh judges us, he corrects us. You ought to thank Yahweh for judgment. This is a generation that despises any kind of judgment. We don't want nobody to judge us. We don't want any kind of judgment. Period. Solomon says in the 11th chapter, verse 20, he says in Proverbs 11:20, they that are of froward heart are abomination to Yahweh, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Do you hear that? It says those that are of a froward heart, they're an abomination unto Yahweh. Do you understand that they are filthy, vile things before Yahweh? When you balk at everything, my brothers and sisters, when you're so cross-grained that you love me one day, you don't love me the next day. You like what I say today, you don't like what I say, because it's not according to what you expect me to say. Don't you know you're an abomination? That's what a froward person is. The mindset is abominable. Everything that the mind thinks is filthy. Your way, before Messiah could ever sin, he came to this earth and he gave gifts. That these are the gifts of Yahweh. It has nothing to do with you or your calling. Not my mama or your daddy. He calls men. He is the one that calls. And he'll anoint. It has nothing to do with you or your expectation. Nothing at all. I was called to be a preacher before I met any of you all. And I will preach until I die. And I've seen the evolution, if you want to call it that, the changes and the transformation in my life. And so I will not back down. I will tell us our sins. Yahweh was talking to that house. He was talking to the house of Israel. Moshe was not talking to the Philistines or the Hittites or the Hivites or the Jebusites. He was talking to those that were called out of Egypt. He said, I want them to know you're mine. For my name shall be in you. I don't care what army rise up against you, I'll lift you up above that. No weapon that formed against us shall prosper. He said, I don't care what the weapon is. You have no power. Won't be able to kill you. Won't be able to destroy you. Messiah said, you can't take my life. I lay it down. So what life I have, I lay it down for the hope of that life. I want my life to be invisible. That life may be visible. You know, if I had a heavy responsibility, a job, I certainly would like to have men a little strength. And they don't have to be that strong either. As long as they're willing to do it. The brothers, we were taking that heavy piece of metal off that trailer Brother Allen had cut. So the brothers were there. I had them space each in a position that all the load would be equal. You catch this side, you get that side. I got this. I'll take the front. It's a little heavier. It's going to fall this way. You brothers get that. Well, of course, the brothers grabbed that thing with such determination. I didn't feel nothing. Well, oh well. They were so energized to do it willingly that when they grabbed that thing, they snatched it up. I didn't have nothing to hold on to, so I just walked with them. So it's good when we got a battle to have good soldiers. They know how to use a sword. They have on the battle gear. You take me, I touch you. No, I'm going to put the sword on you. That's what I'm going to do. Solomon says in Proverbs 16:27, this forward spirit has nothing like it. They refuse to do things or to proceed from where Yahweh tells us to go from. That we need to go on and be perfect. We need to have the perfect mind. We refuse to do that. Always ornery. You know, ornery people they're very burdensome. They're troublesome. Because you don't know how they're going to respond. That's sad. And everyone can be broken from that spirit. If he broke me, he can break any man, any woman. You don't want to be broken. Don't tell me you cannot be. They're troublesome. They're sometimes up, sometimes down. You get trouble in your spirit because you don't know how they're going to respond. You got to be careful. No, I'm not going to be careful. I'm going to tell you your sins. I don't care if it's your wife, your son, your daughter, your mama or your daddy either. It makes no difference. Proverbs 16, verse 27. It says, now, I want to tell you something, an unholy man or unrighteous man, they dig up evil things. They're always looking for something evil. He said, and their lips or his lips, there is a burning fire. It's just a consuming fire. Everything they touch, everyone is burning with that same kind of spirit. It's a burning fire in their lips. He says, now look at this, a froward man soweth strife. Now that's what a froward mouth does. That's what this generation does. Brothers and sisters sow strife between one another because their mouths are froward. Because the spirit that rules in them, they have no faith. Scripture tells you what they do if a brother or sister do you wrong. That's not what you do. You go out and do things differently because you're wicked. There's a wicked and evil generation. And it's an adulterous generation that is always seeking something. There should be no sign given. None. He's going to send forth the living word like he did. Messiah was a living word. And that's all the Father's going to send forth. He's not going to send forth another Messiah. He's already done that. It's your forward mouth, so strife. Cause you to get mad at someone you shouldn't be mad at. Cause you to be angry and want to fight someone that you shouldn't. Because of their wickedness, their corrupt mouths. Cause you to form an opinion about a brother or sister, and you shouldn't even have that. You should have a brother or sister about what fruit they bear and what fruit you've gleaned from their lives. Wicked thing. He said, when you find a whisper, they separate the chief of friends. So when you find one with a flowing mouth that talks, they're whispers. And they're going to separate you from your friend. That's what they do. That's what they do. They're liars, they're deceivers, because they have no faith. Satan is the father of all lies. He abode not in truth. He never could. So he lies. He speaks things that he have no understanding. And they separate the chief of friends. That's why they like to whisper. I'm going to show you what the fraud will do now. I'm going to identify them. All right? Well, who do you think you are? I know what the word of Yahweh says. Give a nickel's worth of racks down what you think you are. What do you think I am? I will tell you what the word says. And it shows you how to identify them too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to show you how to identify them. Let me go there quickly. It says this. It says in Job chapter 5. Now, this is Eliphaz. He speaks with a disclosure unto Job. Look what he says now. Job 5, chapter 12. Now, I will show you the spirit and how those that are waxing fat, throwing mouths, and what we tend to do, all right? This is what scripture says. Chapter 5, verse 12. Yahweh, he will disappoint the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their own little enterprise, their own little doings. Chapter 5, verse 12. Look at this. He taketh the wise at their own craftiness, and he said, the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. He said, now this is what they do now. He said, they meet with darkness in the daytime. That's what the froward do. Their minds are full of darkness. They look for a place to meet in the daytime. That's what scripture says. That's what scripture says. They meet with darkness in the daytime. And they grope in the noonday as in the night. They're so full of darkness, they don't even know which way they're going, which way to turn. Their minds are so full of darkness, they don't even know what to say. They don't even know how to speak or correspond. And that is the seat. That's how they do things. He tells your daughters, you need to be in your homes busy. Think you have business. Make sure the place is proper for your husband. Learning how to sew if you can't sew. Taking time to learn how to do those things. Working with your hands as a virtuous daughter. So they meet. They meet in the daytime. With darkness in their hearts. Just foolish talk. Talk that has no power. It doesn't produce any fruit of holiness and righteousness. It doesn't cause one to excel in the things of Yahweh and to be more apprehensive of the laws and the things of truth. Different one meeting in the daytime with light. When they're wise, there will be a fruitfulness that come forth. But when they're forward, there ain't nothing coming forth but darkness. But darkness. Even when all the light shine, they still groping. Well, what do I do? What have I done? Why should I do? They don't know what to do. And the wise meet, when you come out of that, there ought to be a glow of Yahweh's anointing. And it'll be Yahweh's spirit resting upon you. Of course, I don't intend to make too many friends this kind of way. That's all right. I intend to reach out and touch every last one of you. Reach out and touch. Used to be a song that used to go that way. Somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. If you can. Who's saying that? I know you should know, Sister Dot. But that was a song. Have you all ever heard that? Diana Ross. All right. I was looking yesterday at 70 or 80 of the top 80 songs of the century. And I knew just about every last one of them. I could sing a few words just about every last one of them. I knew that every last one of them. I could. Of course, songs back in our days weren't like the songs today. You didn't get naked and buck bunny, all right? They didn't sing like that. They really did not. They didn't sing like that. It's a forward generation. So they meet in the noon. They meet with darkness. The whole countenance is full of darkness. You can look at them and tell there's darkness there. You know there's some kind of darkness there. And they do it in the daytime. They do it in the brightness of the day. And they grope in the noonday as in night. They don't even know which way to go. They don't even know what to say. They don't know which way to turn. Now, how do we come from under that? By obeying the commandments and the laws of Yahweh. You can't see beyond your flesh. We got to obey what Yahweh says and do all that He commands us. That's how you come from under that curse. Meeting in the noonday, you ought to sit down and pray. And talk scriptures. No, not doctor. You just talk scriptures. He just says, get together, you talk scripture. Your folly hasn't let you know where, brothers. You talk scripture. Not folly. You mean you come out as dark as you were before you met? You come visit Pastor Roberts, I would talk scripture. Now don't come crazy. Don't come half-cocked. Make sure you know what you're saying. Make sure you got that thing open. Make sure you know where you're going to. And we'll sit there. And I'll talk with you. Alright? I will. No problem at all. Hallelujah. In Psalms 101 verse 2. David says, Psalms 101 verse 2, he said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when thou wilt come unto me, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. He said, I won't set no wicked thing before my eyes. And that's what they're doing today. The televisions and all of that, they're wicked. The magazines that are so corrupt. They're magazines I will not touch. They're books I will not lay my hands on. There are things I will not touch. I won't do it. There's a magazine that I get. It's called Blender. I don't know why I get that thing. Even when it comes, when I touch it, I feel so filthy. I throw it right in the trash. And many times I tell Sister Robbie, just put it in the fire. Because I don't want nobody to get their hands on that. Oh, I know if you young ones got your hands on it, you would love to have it. Because of the corruption, your forwardness, and the sin of your heart. I throw it right in the fire. He said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. I do too, David. I hate you that your works when you turn aside. I won't strengthen your hands in your evil works. He said, it shall not cleave to me, and I won't let your ways cleave to me either. He said, a froward heart. Look at this now. A froward heart might. It says what? It shall depart from me. David was this epitome of the Messiah, he had this metaphor. He said, a forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. I will not indulge myself with a wicked man that I know him that way, that I have that kind of communion with him, that I know him. He said, I will not be a part of a wicked man's life. And I will not. He said, who privately slander his neighbor. We experienced that just recently. One slandering his neighbor. Work with a man he slandereth. He said that one who privately slandereth his neighbor. And you that slanderer speak lies against your neighbor. He said, him will I cut off. And him that have a high look and a proud heart. He said, I will not even suffer that one. You know what high look is? You want to look high. You, who are you? You're heady. He said, I will cut them off. He said, forward tongue is going to be cut off. He's going to cut it out. He's going to cut them off, saints. That's this generation we're living in, a very forward one. You can't tell no one nothing today. You can't instruct no one today. Parents can't even instruct their children. Why? Because the thing that you sowed is coming right back on you. You sow rebellion, it's just coming back. Yahweh is not deceived. Whatsoever man sowed, he shall also reap. Yahweh is not mocked. So it's coming back. It's coming right back on you. You do things in a subtle way like Shaitan, To the pure, he will show himself pure. You that are forward, he's going to show himself forward, just like you twisted. A forward person is a twisted, their mind's a twist, the mind is twisted. Actually, that's what the Greek lexicons, the Hebrew lexicon says, twisted, twisted. One that is forward, they're very twisted. Their thinking is twisted. Twisted. You know what it means when it says twisted? The cuckoo. The one that flew the cuckoo nest. The cuckoos. The nutties. Look it up, it will tell you that. You have a Greek lexicon, just look it up in there. I mean, Hebrew lexicon, Hebrew dictionary, it will tell you twisted. It's twisted. You always say, I will show myself as twisted as you. Your parents say with a child, I tell you what, I will show myself just as tough as you. I'm just as tough as you. My mother will say, I'll tell you what, that's all right. I'm tough as you. I will show myself, I show you. You're not crying because you're whipping me, and I won't cry. She said, that's all right. She said, I'll bring it from you. And she would say to me, oh, you're not going to cry, huh? You're not going to cry. You're going to cry. And I would say that defiantly, not going to cry. She said, oh, you're going to cry. And she would make it come. When I would show myself pure, she would show herself pure too. She would whip me as hard. When I would show myself savory, I'm forward. She said, I'm just as forward as you. I said to Brother Jeremy, I said, young man, I've watched those that their parents correct them, and they would say, it didn't hurt, so what? That's all right. And I say, when your daddy corrects you, son, I say, don't use that kind of spirit. I say, even if you cry, it shows a sign of repentance, because he's near those of a broken heart. But one doesn't break, you're always not even near that wicked thing. I say, so that's how you respond. You don't respond adamantly and strong, and you allow Yahweh to break you. Don't say, well, it didn't hurt. Yeah, you slapped me, but it didn't bother me. I can handle that. No, you break down and cry. That's what you do. That's a sign of repentance, what I said. But one doesn't do that, then they're wicked. Yeah, your son and your daughter. You all don't like me very much, but that's all right. Oh, how Yahweh loves me. Oh, how Yahweh loves me. Oh, how Yahweh loves you and me. I want to close with a few more scriptures. I want to turn back to Proverbs. It says in Proverbs 17:20, I love Yahweh. I don't know how to express it in other way, but I love him and keeping his commandments as he brings the light of truth to my heart. I want to obey him. I want to show you something. Proverbs 17, verse 20. He that is have a froward heart findeth no good. They don't find no good because they don't look for good. They never look for good in a brother, so they find no good. Findeth no good. And he that hath a perverse tongue. See, that's what a froward mouth is. It is a very perverse, wicked, corrupt tongue falleth into mischief. When you find those that are froward and their tongues are perverse, they will fall into every kind of wicked thing there is. They will do anything. Your wives will speak to your husband in any kind of way. Your husband will speak to your wives in any way. The children will talk to their parents in any way. And the parents will call their children everything but what they are. I've heard my mother call me everything but a son. And words that were not very choice. And so that's what they do. They speak any kind of vile thing out of their mouth. They don't care because they have no ability to love. They have no ability to retain. Why? Because that's an issue of their wicked, corrupt, forward hearts. That's what's in there. Nothing comes out is good. Everything is wicked and perverted. The tongues are perverted and wicked. So they don't know how to say anything. And that's what Moshe was saying to that wicked house. You're going to say every kind of thing. He said, you even went after gods that even your daddies and your forefathers, they wouldn't even do anything that you did. Are not they doing that? They're doing things that even the parents wouldn't even do. The daughters, the sons, they're corrupt. Come on, the daughter's doing things that the mother wouldn't do. And the mother did things that her mother would not do. That's how corrupt this generation is. Why? Because it's very forward. They talk about things that mothers and sisters of old would not even dare talk about. There were things that elderly sisters and women would not even venture to talk about this thing. But this forward, wicked generation think they can say anything they want. I would hear my grandmother. She would say things. Oh, don't leave that alone. She would not even talk about certain things. She didn't even think of that way. But that's fraud, wicked generation. They don't even care. Because they have no faith. None, no fear of Yahweh. There are things that my grandma would hear, she said, and maybe you heard that, she said, if I ever hear it said again, I will kill you. And she meant that too. And they would throw that thing, they wouldn't say anything about it. No, they would not. You make mention of that. That's the way they were. And more so in your day too. Yes, sir. Not this forward generation. These are the latter days. It's a forward generation. It's a slanderous when they speak lies and don't even know what they're saying. Because they don't know no good. They don't know how to talk good. Hallelujah. Might as well say preach on, preach it, because I am. Yeah, that I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I want to close here. Proverbs 22. Verse 5. This is what you're going to find in the way of a forward one. It says, thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that keep his soul shall be far from them. Now, when you find one that is forward, you better get far from them. That's the way you're going to keep your soul. Because there's nothing but thorns and snares. They snare everyone. That forward spirit, why? Because it has no faith. And then you won't have no faith. You won't operate in the realm that you should operate in. The wife won't do the things that the wife should do. She will say things out of her mouth that she shouldn't do. She'll talk in a way she shouldn't talk. The husband will do things and treat in a way he shouldn't do it. It is the truth. Because there are only thorns and snares in the way of a forward. Now, if you want to keep your soul, my friends, do you hear me? You better keep yourself far from them. He tell you they meet in the daytime with darkness. You can see the darkness. You say something and they get very perturbed and they look for someone that is as dark as them. And they congregate in the daytime and they grope looking for an answer and they get no answer. Why? Because they ought to fall on their face before the altar of Yahweh and cry out, deliver me. Is there anyone that ventured that way? Have you ever got yourself caught in a briar patch or thorn patch? There's a difference between briars and thorns now. There's a difference between a briar patch and thorn patch. Briars are small, thorns are long and hard. And once you get in a thorn patch, you don't move so quickly. You take your time. When I was a kid, I used to see them that long. They were hard. The base of them were hard and they were sharp. Yes, sir. So thorns and snares. The word snare you. They're corrupted. Snare you. I was looking the other day when I went down to Peaches on Hardware. They had this trap to catch bear. To catch a bear. And that thing was humongous. And I looked at that thing. Of course, I couldn't even open the thing up. I would be scared to open it up to just set the thing. Because the thing just, it would snap. It would take your arm off. It would take your wrist off. And of course, she's wise looking at that. She says, I don't like that thing. It's so cruel. Because that's a snare. You catch a bear and that thing was cruel. I think it'd be best so bad just say, just shoot me. Really? Because once that grab, that beast is not, those teeth were like that. Jagged and sharp. And it cut down in there. That's all it could do. That's all it could do when he caught it. You're not going away from that. You're not getting out of that. He can stretch and dig all. He's not coming from that. That beast is not coming from under that thing. And she said, it's so cruel. It's so cruel to do that. I said, that's what a snare is. It is cruel to you. They will snare you and be cruel the next day, the next hour. That's what they do. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. You want to keep your soul, keep yourself from the froward. Keep yourself in the righteous way where you can talk wisdom and truth. Well, how do you do that? Keep the commandments and laws of Yahweh. Obey what he says. Do what he has charged you to do and obey it with enthusiasm. Let your heart be willing to do it. And when you begin to do that, then you shall see the blessings of Yahweh. And they shall flow abundantly into your life. And you will know that it is Yahweh. May his peace and his strength rest upon you. May the hope of Messiah be real in your soul. That you look for, you yearn for the coming. The Messiah, the hope of Yisrael. May Yahweh bless you.